Now, while most state workers were forced to stay off their jobs on day three of the shutdown, many did turn up for a rally at the Capitol. About 300 congregated on the third floor where lawmakers were still working to pass that veto-proof state budget. And as Susan Sharon reports, workers and union activists are turning up the heat on House Republicans and Governor LePage, whom they blame for the impasse.
Before they began a march and rally in Capitol Park under the shadow of the State House, state workers heard from a person who is perhaps Governor LePage's biggest political nemesis, Democratic Attorney General Janet Mills.
Today, I am proud not just to be the Attorney General and a constitutional officer, but a state employee.
Mills and LePage have repeatedly clashed over budget and policy matters. And this morning, Mills put that in focus. This is not a ping pong match, Mills told the crowd. This is a state budget.
This is about getting the job done. Make the governor do the right thing. Make the House Republicans do the right thing. There's nothing to be debated anymore.
The main House of Representatives passed the latest budget proposal by a vote of 92 to 54 on Monday afternoon. But it was still nearly 10 votes shy of the two-thirds margin needed to approve emergency legislation and also override an expected veto from Governor LePage. More votes in both the Senate and the House are expected, but the governor and some House Republicans object to an increase in the lodging tax, and state workers like Polly Campbell of Brunswick are growing frustrated with where that leaves them.
It's made me feel as if I don't matter, that I'm worthless, and I know that that's not true.
Campbell is the director of the forensic nursing program for the state. Her work is important, she says, but this affects all the people of Maine, not just state employees. That's a message echoed by retired state employee Jane Gilbert of Augusta. She remembers the state shutdown of 1991, when private contractors with the Maine Department of Transportation were sidelined. And she says she's sorry to see history repeating itself.
I'm here in solidarity with the workers and the public and private sector. I just got to say, it's not just state workers that are going to be out of work as a result of this shutdown. They're shutting down the construction projects statewide in the middle of the summer. This is not a fun time for people.
It's going to be really tough on my husband. You know, he's going to be the sole person making, you know, trying to make ends meet, and that's a lot of stress to put on anybody.
Allison Perkins of Cornville is a mother of two who brought her three-month-old son Pax to the rally. She works for the Department of Health and Human Services as an eligibility specialist processing applications for MaineCare and food assistance. Assistance she hopes she won't need herself.
That's the biggest worry, you know, is our own, being able to make ends meet. If we don't get paid again this month, you know, it's very possible that I may have to apply for those same services.
After marching past the Blaine House, the governor's official residence, workers and their supporters headed for the third floor of the State House, where lawmakers continue to try to work out their differences. State workers are vowing to return every day with a larger crowd until a state budget is finally passed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.